Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Hi, welcome to the show. This is Pam Heath, the Yes Coach, and I am here tonight in place of Angel the Belly Dancing Media. We are on the show every Monday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I'm pinch hitting for Angel, who is, by the way, my sister, while she is taking care of her health. So tonight we have a very special guest. She hasn't logged in yet, but I'm looking. I was having some technical difficulties getting on. So right now I'm just going to do a little bit of work to get her on. Just a moment while I do this. Isn't this great when we have technical stuff going on and we're just smiling in the face of it? So our special guest, Sonic Nova, which I think is the most incredible, absolutely incredible name in the world, is our guest. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about Sonic while I work to get her on. Took me a minute to get on, so it's going to take her a minute to get on. So first of all, Sonic Nova lives in Oregon, and she is a medium and a healer. And I think that's absolutely fabulous. People who resonate, who connect energetically and are able to intuitively and powerfully guide energy so that you become healed from whatever ails you. This to me is like a wonderful thing. So Sonic Nova is also a psychic medium. And she's able to work virtually on the internet. She can work in person. She can work on the phone. She can bring you to a place of peace within yourself, within your life. She can connect you to all the energy that's surrounding you, and she can help you and allow you to get your inner, your infinite self, what she calls it, your avatar guide for your own counsel and wisdom. She can do all that. And she's clairvoyant. So, first of all, let me see. Is she on yet? She's not on yet. So, Spirit Talk Radio, we are here every Monday. And each Monday is a different guest who is connected spiritually and energetically, gives guidance, gives counseling, gives a lot of powerful energy inside of what we're up to. And like I said, we were having some technical difficulties with me getting on. So I know that she's having some technical difficulty in getting on. So I'm basically just babbling until I can connect her. And as soon as she gets connected, we'll hear what she has to share with us, and we can take questions. And if you want to connect, if you want to ask a question to Sonic, you can call here at Block Talk Radio. The number to call in is 323-642-1207. That's 323-642-1207. I am Pam Heath. I am the Yes Coach. I am here pinch hitting for Angel the Belly Dancing Media. And this is her show, basically, Community Spirit Talk. And every week she takes an opportunity to talk to guest readers, practitioners, personalities from the spiritual community, answering questions and giving insight. And tonight's guest is Sonic Nova. Sonic, are you there? Darling, we are here, and we are anxious to get started. You know, I was having trouble getting on. One second, I'm just going to take a moment to see. Just hold tight. I know there's not. Let me play some music.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end. Enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Okay, I am back. I was trying to see if I could get a hold of her. Like I said, we're here waiting for Sonic Nova, and she is our very special guest tonight on Community Spirit Talk. Sonic is a psychic medium. And if any of you are looking to have a conversation with Sonic and ask her any questions, I know that these are very trying times that we're in, and you might have some very specific questions to ask her about what's happening in life, what's going on. Feel free to call in and ask those questions. The number here to call in is area code 323-642-1207. I am not a psychic medium, and I can't answer any psychic medium questions, but I can put you on hold and wait until Sonic comes on. We're just waiting here patiently. Sonic on. Oh, wait, is this her? Who is this? I just am the Yes Coach. Who's this?
Hello. Hi, this is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. We are waiting
Hi.
Here for Sonic.
Okay.
Are you calling into Sonic Nova because she's
yeah.
not on yet? I had some trouble getting on, and she might be having some trouble getting on, so I was giving her a few minutes. Hold on. I'm
okay.
going to put you on hold while we wait for her. Okay, I found her. She's coming right now. All right, here we are. In a moment that Sonic is going to join us, and that's so exciting. I'm very happy to have her. She's a very special guest. Sonic Nova is very powerful, very talented. Psychic medium, and she's joining us now as our very special guest tonight. Sonic, is that you?
Yes, it is. Hi. Sorry, I'm late.
Welcome. No problem. no problem. I was just telling people there was some technical issues and you were coming on in just a moment. So we do have callers waiting to talk to you, but I just want, before you jump on with your callers, I'd just like you to say a little bit about any message you might have for us and for people listening so they can kind of get a sense of what you do, and then we'll start you on the people who are interested in interacting with you.
Sure. Well, I'm very kind of like I have a wide array of things that I do, from entity extractions, implant extractions, whether they're extraterrestrial, whether they are actual physical implants that we're getting from the chemtrails, to I'm a life coach, I'm a supplement coach. It's just like a health coach that goes into all kinds of things. I'm an inventor. I've created my own GCMAF product line. It's a proprietary product that I created to basically, in the work that I do, I do psychic readings. I do DNA activations. I'm not going to do them here. You guys need to come to my website and schedule a session with me. So I just want to preface that so people don't go, oh, you want you to activate my DNA? No, it takes 45 minutes to do that. I remove J-seals. There's a lot of things that I do, and it's like people have to go look at the services and what I do. Shamanic healing services, remote healing, you know, get rid of cancer tumors, all kinds of stuff like that. So it's a wide array, like I said. And a couple of months ago, actually, I was interviewed on a pretty big radio, you know, YouTube, Heidi Vandenberg, Channel 27. So you can go look at that video where I did the Akash readings. And I can't do those here either because we don't have enough time. So I just want to preface that the Akash readings take about an hour and 15 minutes. And you can book all that stuff on my website. So just let me know where you want to get started and what you want to do with me. And part of the reason why Heidi invited me on her channel to be a guest speaker was because she did my astrological chart, my Vedic astrological chart, and she was pretty blown away. And she said, if anybody's a psychic, you are. You know, so it was confirmed that, you know, that my stars, you know, correlate with the work that I do. So that's a pretty good intro. Yeah.
That was Hollywood style, baby. That was quite an
intro. What's that?
So I said that was Hollywood style. That was really remarkable. That was a very fabulous introduction. So I think that without further ado, we need to connect you to someone who would just love to interact with you and ask a question. So let's just take a moment to unmute. Okay. Hi, you're on with Sonic. Is this Deborah?
Yes.
Deborah.
So how can I help you, Deborah?
I was just wondering if you could give me a message. I've been going through kind of a hard time. I know I'm changing a lot, but I've been sending out resumes.
What do you mean you're changing a lot?
It just feels, I know that when you're, like, say I'm at my job and it starts getting really uncomfortable and you just want to run, like, either things are going to change or I'm going to get a new job or the people around me will shift. And just, you know, even, like, you can tell, like, if I'm going through a shift because it'll irritate, like, my mother or my boyfriend. And you can tell when it kind of stabilizes. But uncomfortable.
Okay.
So if you could give me a message on that.
Uncomfortable with people at work or with the situation at work altogether?
Altogether. The people, yes, absolutely. The people and, you know, the politics and all that stuff. I like the customers and things like that. But I know I'm supposed to be doing other work. And I just don't know how to put one foot in front of the other.
Gotcha.
Or I'm too scared.
Okay. Yeah, I get that fear, kind of fear. I get the kind of like a fear coming up for if you're good enough to do the job, you know, that you're doing. Yeah. And you kind of, you do have to let go of that.
Okay.
And realize job challenges you, but it's a good thing, because if you didn't, you'd be bored. And that's been your problem in the past with most jobs, is that you get bored to death and then you go look for something that will challenge you. So here's your challenge.
So you mean to stay? Or
yes. No, to
this
stay.
This is like a regular...
Really? Yeah.
I have a
to stay
boss.
And meet the challenge. What's that?
Okay. I have a crazy boss, and I always saw myself as a healer, but I'm just so... And an artist, you know, and I'm in a regular 3D job. And it's
Yes. So tell me this. Why aren't you... if you're a healer... why aren't, and you live in the Bay Area, I'm assuming, right?
No, I live in New Orleans.
Oh, in New Orleans. Okay, even better. You're in a big city. Why aren't you starting your healing practice? What's stopping you?
The fear of not being able to make money at it.
If you have an innate talent, if you were born with this gift, why would you fear it?
Just being supported. You know, like maybe it's not... people aren't ready for it, especially in the South.
Uh-huh. And what says that you have to work in the South, in New Orleans, at a shop or, you know, what, you know, there's a million different websites out there that are like psychic websites where you could do Reiki healing work and they allow that.
True.
What's stopping you?
I guess me.
Yeah.
I guess just me.
That's what I was going to get to. Okay, so we're in a time frame right now, Debbie, where we create our reality. And if you want to create a reality, fear-based reality, that's what you're creating, and then you're going to be stuck in this 9-to-5 nowhere job that you're working, right, to pay the bills. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have to have a leap of faith in yourself, not in anybody else, in yourself, that you can actually get on one of these psychic websites, you know, and there's a ton of them, that support people really, really well. If you work a lot of hours initially, so people get to know you there, and you get a lot of people that come to you for healings, for readings, et cetera. Since you do have this intuitive ability, you know, your fear is the only thing that's stopping you and keeping you in a 9-to-5 job.
Yes.
Okay. So I say take the leap. And actually, you know, start working. I know this is going to be exhausting, but start working and start building your practice on one of these platforms, you know. And, you know, maybe cut down your hours at work, you know, and do half the hours if they'll let you. If not, goodbye to the job. Then what I did that thing when I was living in a very tiny little town, in a mountain town, and... I worked my tail off for the first 3 months that I was on, and I wouldn't go to Oranum, but I was on Oranum for 3 months, and I worked 12 hours a day, literally. And I built a huge practice, and after the 2 months were up, I mean, on my first month there, I made $1,200. I was working on Ask Now, which I hated, okay, and on Ask Now is making, it made up to $2,000 a month. I could pay my rent, my food, my car. You know, I didn't really have a car payment. It was minimal. It was like $250. You know, so why can't you do that? What's stopping you?
Fear. I never saw myself as a reader. I mean, more of a healer artist, but, I mean, that's interesting because I'm like the number one salesperson. It's just because I read everybody. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, okay, you want
this
and
that. Well, there you go. And that's what I saw. So you are a reader. You totally are a reader. And you could do the same thing on the phone with people or on, you know, some of these platforms that they have video chat. Why aren't you doing that? You're talented at this. Why are you so scared to, you know, take your power back and start doing this for yourself and start creating the life that you want? And you know, eventually I see the potential of you making $5,000-$6,000 and getting out of the city of New Orleans and going and living somewhere else. Because if you work online, guess what? You can live anywhere.
True. Wow. Yeah.
And you work at
home.
That
would be awesome.
So I'll give you a whole solution, but you got to be fearless and have enough faith in yourself that you just go for it, you know, and you trust. And, You know, I see that if you do that and you get on one of these platforms and you work your butt off, within about a month or so, you'll be doubling the money that you're making at your regular job. And you'll be working at home, and you can work on your, if it's phone calls, you'll be able to work in your PJs.
Okay. I feel good about this. I am. I'm gonna start small, I think.
That's what I said to you, is start small on one of these websites, sign up with them, work 3 or 4 hours a night till you get really comfortable. And once you really get comfortable and you start to see good money coming in, then you can quit your job whenever you're ready. So do it at your own pace.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
All right.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye.
All right. Goodbye. That was awesome. So what I can hear, I can share with you that you are very much a life coach as well as a psychic medium. I mean, you really balance the psychic aspect
of it
with some really straightforward direct coaching. I'm a life coach, and so I recognize that it's very valuable, you know.
I agree with you. Super valuable to be a life coach, you know, because then you can give people guidance, and it's not just, you know, psychic stuff that I'm seeing, that potentials, you know, but actually like pushing them along and going, hey, go do this. You know, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? You fail. Well, you wipe your butt, you get up, like falling off a horse, and you do the next thing, right?
Right. Exactly. And do you feel that you're connecting with energy and spirit when you're interacting with individuals? Is that hard to do on the phone? I mean,
not at all. Actually, I do a level higher than that. I don't really like to connect with spirits because there's a lot of malevolent spirits floating around that misguide people. So what I do is I connect to my infinite self, what people call their higher self. I connect to the person's higher self that I'm reading, or their infinite self. I connect to their Akashic records, and I just go kind of like an AI computer in my brain that goes and analyzes everything and sees what's going on and sees if there's any karmic consequences or anything like that. So it's like a whole world, you know, it's a holographic reading, really, that I'm giving people and that I'm seeing into them, you know. And that's one of the things that why Heidi invited me on her show, is because, you know, she was pretty blown away because I'm, you know, so I can see things holographically on so many different dimensions and on so many different levels. So what you're getting with me is not just like, do he love me? I don't do those readings anymore for people. I'm sorry. I just don't. I don't have time for that, and neither do you. You really need to get to, do I love me? You know, and what do I need to do to shift my life so I can create abundance, love, and all these wonderful things in my life? You know, so I don't do readings anymore at these psychic websites where people come in and ask me, you know, do he love me questions anymore? Because, you know, the truth is, if you don't love you, how can he love you? So, or her, you know, or whomever. So, you know, so it's like I do more profound for those people that, you know, don't resonate with that. Then I'm probably not the reader for you. But for those people that do resonate with that and want a deeper, more profound reading, that's what I do. And that's the people that I love to read for, you know, that are just like...
Take a moment right here to just let the listeners know your contact, your website, your email address, your phone, or whatever they need to do to contact you so they can schedule an actual reading.
So the way you would reach me is sonicnova.net, okay? And what you would do is you go to sonicnova.net. Really simple, sonicnova.net, and where it says book a session at the very top of the website, it gives you direct instructions on how to book it on Simply Book It for me on my appointment scheduler, where you can go in, book your session, and so you schedule your session, what kind of session you want, you make your payment through PayPal, and then you know, you get a session with me, and I will either do the session with you if you're not comfortable with technology on the phone, if you're comfortable with technology, I usually like people to do on a Zoom session with me, because with Zoom I can record the session. If not, we'll do it on Skype. So there's many ways. And then there's little instructions here, you know, because we have a little magenta, like a button on the right-hand side of every single page of my website, and it says contact us or book appointment. And I tell people click on that, and that will take you to my booking website. And, then if you want to make an appointment, you know, some people are kind of like they're leaving me an email that they want an appointment. And I'm like, well, you could have just, you know, if they have questions, of course, about what kind of reading, I understand. So it says up here, your name, your email, your contact. I'm looking at my website right now, a contact phone message. And then underneath that it says make an appointment. So you just click on the make an appointment, and it'll take you to the times that are available all over the world. It doesn't matter. I get clients from all over the world. And it'll put it in my time frame for the hours that I'm working. And I have sessions like certified life coaching. I am a certified life coach. Life coaching, online relationship counseling, coach, medical intuitive, JCL removal, healing, any disease. That's the remote healing. It's the spiritual coaching, energetic. This is a 45-minute session to clear your chakras. Sometimes I require, when people want me to do a DNA activation, to do that first before I actually activate your chakras, because there's too much emotional strand. DNA activations is really powerful to me for that. Life coaching, private RV sessions, so I do remote viewing. And then I have the life coaching, distorted energy removal. And then I have past life. I do Akash reading. That's an hour and a half, half an hour. And then I have some life coaching where I do actually mediumship for people if they want me to contact with their loved ones. So I just have a whole bunch of different things. I do removal of entities in people's bodies. You know, I call it entity extraction, spirit extraction. And then I do also house extractions, and I do hotel extractions, and it's like on and on. So, but that's where you can book your session. It's pretty simple. So sonicnova.net, and then you can go to, I'm going to get out of this. Okay, get rid of that. And go to the book a session, and it will give you step-by-step instructions on how to book your session with me. Pretty simple.
Well, that's pretty simple. That's really great.
Yeah.
So if you want to Sonic, go to her website at www.sonicnova.net and book a session, and she will interact with you, and you know, she'll provide you with some very powerful, powerful coaching.
Yeah.
So right now I don't have any more callers. We seem be here,
okay.
So I was wondering if there is something that you want to speak to, or a message that you want to give to the world.
I definitely do. I've gotten some incredible downloads lately. I'm really connected to the Gaia soul, to her infinite soul. And people perceive Gaia as this earth, but she's much bigger than that. She's like this whole Milky Way galaxy, quite literally. And I've gotten some pretty phenomenal downloads, and there's some big, big, I can't stress it enough, big, huge changes that are coming through in the next couple of years that people need to be prepared for. And a lot of things in your life will be changing because of the earth changes. So the things that I foresaw when I was living in Vegas and doing live events where I was channeling for people and channeling all these really high-level beings that I call the avatar consciousness, which is actually me and my higher aspects and other aspects of other beings in that realm, in this other universe. And that got confirmed to me again by this man that did my Vedic astrology reading, where he said, you're from another universe. You've come here to bring in your knowledge, and you'll be getting acknowledged for that this October. And you'll be, you know, like all the work that you do and all the things that you do will be highly acknowledged and highly sought after. And it was really cool to get that confirmation. So one of the things that I want to tell people is that, you know, we're not entering into a time where the ice is melting everywhere. We have cycles here, and we're entering into a pretty gnarly ice age. And I don't want to scare anybody, but people need to be aware and wake up and smell the coffee. And people go, well, oh, you mean no global warming? And I'm like, oh, that was just to tax you because you people were stupid enough to buy that pucky, you know, from Al Gore and all these criminals that are pretending to be our public servants and our public officials, which they're not. So there's a lot more that I could talk about that. But, you know, the empire is going to be collapsing because Gaia has decided, and I put this out on Heidi's show as well, Gaia has decided that she is going to stop feeding the masses. In other words, the crops, there's already 70% of the global crops on the planet. We've had 70% crop losses. In some cases, we're having 100% crop losses. If you're having fires in your state, that's because we're going into what they call a solar minimum, which is a grand solar minimum. It's a 400-year cycle, not a 20-year cycle. And that's why we're going to have this very adverse weather patterns where all of a sudden it's really hot, then it gets super cold, then it snows. We have hail coming down basketball size in different countries. If you go look at Google Maps right now, please look at Somalia. And Somalia was supposed to be a desert, right? Is that right, everybody? I mean, there was people starving there because there was no water, right? Those lakes are completely full right now, okay? There's people in Nigeria and parts of Africa that have been millions of people that have been displaced. They're not, of course, mainstream media is not going to announce this. And you can see those. There's several paleontologists and scientists that are not bought and paid for by your government that are basically letting us know that this is occurring right now, and they're showing you images, and people are sending them video clips. They're sending them pictures of what's really going on the planet and how the Ring of Fire is lighting up. Fuego in Guatemala, Popocatépetl in Mexico, Kilauea in Hawaii, in Madagascar, there's a volcano, and this is all on the Ring of Fire. We have about 20 volcanoes that are going off, and some of them are super volcanoes. Kilauea, actually, which is basically Mauna Loa, is a super volcano. It's the second largest super volcano on the planet. And when that thing goes off, all bets are off. So, you know, people need to wake up, smell the coffee, and prepare. And that's my message for everybody is that, you know, you, all you people that are sitting around twiddling your thumb, you know, and going to a job, and I know there's people that are freaked out 9 to 5, and what am I going to do, and how am I going to survive this? Well, you need to prepare, you know, and you need to prepare to start creating your own food sources, you know, growing seeds that can you can sprout, different kinds of, you know, storing like little, you know, squirrels. I've been feeling this for the past 10 years, and I've been storing lots of different things in my food cupboard, so when that S hits the fan, I am prepared, and I don't have to worry about the no more trucks delivering food to the stores. So to you guys is, if you live in a big city and we have a crisis like this that happens, how long does the food last in those stores? How many days are the stores going to have food? 3 days, and then they're completely empty. So you make sure you have water, drinking potable water, and that you have, which, by the way, in California, idiot, moron, and he can hear me, and if he hears this show, I don't care. Mr. Brown, governor, he's not my governor, the so-called Governor Brown, just put a sanction in for, you know, that he's going to try and regulate the amount of water that everybody gets. And they're saying, oh, there's a water shortage. No, there isn't. In a solar minimum, we're going to get tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of snow and water and snow that's melting that goes down to the Bay Area and other places. So they're lying to us at every single level, you guys have to get that and start doing your research on, like I did, doing your research on YouTube and other websites that have videos, and listening to the right people and using your intuition to go to the right people to get the right information so you can be prepared for these big earth changes that are upon us. And in the next 2 years, we're going to see tremendous changes. You're going to see food is going to be more valuable than gold or silver or your diamonds or platinum. You know, you definitely want silver. You want silver coins or silver bars because if you have solar, you're going to need them for your solar panels. And here's what I see, which is really cool. Okay, so the bad part is this part. The good part is when the empire collapses, you know, Darth Vader's empire collapses here on in our dimension, in this earthship that we're in this part of the earth. That's another thing. That's a huge download. You actually are going to need to be prepared, and you're going to need to be aware of your surroundings, and you need to store things that you can grow and make sure that you're in a place where you can get water to grow your food and to bathe and all that stuff. So that's what's coming, you know, in the next 2 years. And next year they're expecting worse, the global food crops are going to go probably to 90%, and by 2020 there is going to be no more stores that you can go shopping in. So it's time for people to bunker down and prepare and get ready for the big changes of going from totally dependability, depending on your government and depending on them for food and water and trash collecting and all that, to being self-governing. And that's where Gaia is taking us to. And the other thing I want to share with everybody is that the Earth is not what you think. It is not South America and North America and Central America and Europe and Asia. And there's layers to this place, and there are dimensional layers that she's shown me that, you know, we are within one of the inner Earths or the fractal Earths that she has, and we are, there's the good, if you like, the good cells, the T cells. That's what I consider myself to be. And then there's the parasite cells. And she's getting rid of the parasite cells on the planet. So this is why she's doing this very intense 400-year cycle. Now there's people that are talking about Nibiru. That's just Nibiru, and the flat Earth thing is totally another lie. It's totally a distraction to keep you distracted. They're saying, oh, well, Nibiru is the one that's causing. No, it isn't. Nibiru comes in every 35,000 years. It doesn't come in every 20, 40, 100, 200, 400-year cycles. These are normal cycles that Gaia goes through to clean herself from the parasites, like the governments of the world are parasites. You know, actually, the word politic, I'm going to break it down for everybody. The word poly means many. And the word tick, well, go figure it out. What's a tick? It's a parasite. And that's what these people are. And they're parasiting off of you and me. Unless you unplug, and that's what we're going to get to do. North Korea, the reason why North Korea has become best pals with the U.S. right now and with South Korea, and before they were like wanting to kill everybody, supposedly, is because they can't feed their army. They're starving because of this solar minimum. And we're going to see a lot more of that. So we may even see the U.S. Army collapse. You know, we may see the French army and all these armies that are not really for us, we the people. They're more for them, for their oligarchy to control the corporation, to have control over everything, because that's what these parasites do, is they want control over everything and everyone. And the New World Order, I got news for you. I'm going to send you another nice little message here. Your New World Order is a dead order, because all you are is a bunch of death cultists, demonic death cultists, and you're all, you know, you're all being written out of the Book of Life. You already have been written out of the Book of Life. And when you take your last breath, guess where you go? You're going to become space dust. No more, no less, never again will you incarnate. How about them apples? For all the damage you've done here at this level, at this dimension of Gaia. So that's my message to the so-called governments of the world. And I have put that forth. You know, I put that forth to all of them when they're spraying us, aerosol spraying us. And why are these aerosol spraying us? Also, they could burn us. Like they used to do in the old days, you know, the movies that you've seen, Conan the Barbarian, they're still doing that today on a massive scale, you know, so that they can dry everything up and burn everything. But you know what? Gaia's going to do that anyways. She's going to clean herself, you know, and that's why the volcanoes are going off. There's a lot more things that I could talk about, and I don't know if we have time, but there's a lot of false information that's being circled around New Age groups, circled around, you know, the Internet. And one of the things that I am is an actual seer, and I'm a remote viewer, and I can tell when somebody's bullshitting me and bullshitting people and when people are telling the truth. You know, and right now people are really starving more than anything for authenticity. You know, and we don't have that. We evidently don't have that in any political arena. And like I said, the word politic means many ticks are eating off of you. I know that's going to gross people out, but that's an actual fact. That is what they are. They're just a bunch of parasites that are taxing everybody to death. And what have they done with our taxes? Oh, yeah, they stole them from all of us. And they're using them for their underground bases and facilities where they have their free energy devices that they've stole from the inventors here. Oh, yeah, they kill them, and then they take them underground, and then they use them. You know, and I got news for you, all you parasites that are actually politics, you know, that are politicos, you know, go down to your underground layers. That's a great idea. You built all those underground layers. There's a honeycomb, okay, underneath the United States of America that goes from coast to coast for underground facilities that they have. And you can look at the videos on YouTube. You'll find truckers that talk about this, how they've gone to those underground facilities to deliver a whole bunch of food and all kinds of things for them, okay? So I'm not BSing you. This is actual truth. But you know what they built all these underground layers, is what I call them, like the reptiles that they are and the parasites they are. Oh, yeah, they build them in lava tubes. That was brilliant of you. That was really, really brilliant of all you parasites, you know, political parasites. You guys built them where you're going to get, it's going to be your entombment. So have fun down there with all that. As you can tell, I'm being really cynical and sarcastic, but people need to know this, and people need to wake the heck up, and they have to wake up quick, because if not, you're going to also be, you know, taken out of the equation. So I know I'm being really strong about this, and I'm being really rough about this, but I'm emphasizing because the people that need to hear this message and that get it need to wake the hell up, and they need to find the things they need to get ready for this upcoming big shift that we're going to have on the planet. And some of these scientists that are real scientists that are not paid by the politicos to lie to us, okay, because there's lies everywhere, the ones that are independent and doing their own thing, like Oppenheimer Ranch Project, Adapt 2030, and what's the other one? Ice Age Farmer. Go look these people up on YouTube, okay? They're telling us that we may even have a polar shift, a full polar shift. So we'll see what Gaia does on that level. She may or may not. But if we have a minimal polar shift, all of the Internet, all of their technology is going to collapse and go down. And I have a feeling that she is actually going to do that. I just have a sense that she's tired of this game that has happened here on planet Earth. Inside the inner Earth, we are in an inner, if you like, in an inner Earth, fractile Earth of the many other Earths that are layered, okay? And this it has a great amount, like many, many, many millions and billions of people have cancer, they have Lyme disease, they have all kinds of problems with their bodies, and they're dying because of overpopulation, because of improper nutrition, on and on and on. So she's going to clean house, you guys, and you guys better be prepared for it. You either be prepared, you know, to meet your maker and make peace with everybody. For those of you that are just not going to make the shift, you know, into the higher dimensions and into her cleansing process. You know, so definitely it's a time for you guys to make peace with yourself and with others. And for those of you that want to do the transition, that want to, you probably need to book a session with me. And this is not a scare tactic, so I can tell you what supplements to take, what things to do, how to prepare so you're ready for the transition. So that's a pretty heavy-duty message, but that's my message. And I will tell you this, there's too many New Age teachers that people have been following that are false teachers that have been overtaken by the cabal, and they're putting out misinformation about what really is going on, mixed in with actual information, you know. So just be aware and, you know, wake up and see where you want to be in the new dimension, because we're going into it whether people are ready or not. Do you have any questions?
No, that was pretty good. We do have one caller that's been hanging in there all this time, and I was wondering
okay.
if you had 5 minutes. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air live with Sonic Nova, the very passionate Sonic Nova. Who's this?
Thank you very much. This is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I've been enjoying the show.
Sure.
I hope you could I wonder what you see about this issue I have with a dentist. I was traumatized by him in the fall, and he's withholding X-ray. I have a claim with the State Board of Education Professional, you know, Discipline, and they're investigating him. He's very slick. He avoids people. He lies. So I was wondering, what do you, are you getting anything about that? Will I end up ever getting my X-ray?
I literally have a solution when you will allow me to let you know. I literally have an amazing solution for you. Yes, he's very slimy, and you're not going to get him, and you're not going to get him into a court, but there's a process you could do, which is actually the actual law of our land, which is common American common law, not this statutory crap that they've infiltrated our courtrooms with, and that they've foisted upon the American people. And since it sounds to me like you were born here in the U.S., you're an American state national. There, if you will be kind enough to contact me through Sonic Nova, and you can chat with me, I will refer you to somebody that can help you. We're doing this for another. A gentleman that I know will help you with another. We're helping another individual that she got butchered by some in Colorado. Her uterus got butchered, literally, and they didn't need to take it out of her, and they botched it up and did 3 or 4 surgeries, and she may die from all this. So, and they've been kind of sneaky and hard to deal with, but you can actually, once you go through this process of sending them notices of harm and trespass, personal liability to him, what we do is we actually strip people of their titles. We get rid of their corporate cover, you know, that we pierce the corporate veil, literally, and we can go after them for all their assets. And you can put a commercial lien on his ass, and that'll be the end of him. And you can be remunerated for all the pain and suffering you went through. So how's that sound as a solution? I bet you weren't expecting that.
No. Sounds very complicated and too good to be true at the same time.
It is very complicated. It is very time-consuming. And a lot of people, kind of don't want to do this because of that, and you do have to stand on your own for this. This person will coach you through it, and he will put the letters together for you, but you actually would have to. It's not like hiring an attorney, by the way, at all. You know, and attorneys, I'm going to tell you something. The attorneys don't work for you. They take money from you, but they work for the court. And in the end, they work for the court to bilk you of your money. So you have choices, you know, and you have options. And I think this scumbag needs to be, you know, he needs to be taken out of business and removed from being able to hurt any more people. But that's up to you what you want to decide to do.
Yeah. So you don't think that the state boards are going to do anything?
Not at all.
In him?
No. No. Not at all. No. At this time frame, okay, so you got to understand this. We are at the collapse of the empire. I will just put it that way. And
mm-hmm.
all of them are basically scamming everybody they can, bottom line. So they're not there for your benefit. They're there for their own benefit. So you could either walk away from this and go, okay, he ruined my teeth, he hurt me, it cost me a lot of money, and I'm never going back to him. And you could actually ruin his reputation online. That's why, you know, we've shifted from, you know, putting in complaints like you have that do nothing to actually, you know, letting people know what a terrible person he is and a practitioner. You know, as a dentist, and ruining his career. That's one thing you could do, you know, and putting proof, actual proof of what he did to you, you know. So you could do that, or you could go after him financially and put a commercial lien on all his properties and then have the sheriff collect it for you. So that's up to you.
Okay. So,
okay.
Yeah, I would like to learn more about this American common law thing.
You should. Definitely. Actually, there's a wonderful person called Anna Von Wrights, A-N-A-V-O-N-R-I-T-Z. You can look her up on the Internet. You'll find her really quick. She has her own website. And then there's the Paul Streamer website. And she talks about this. And she is the only justice of the peace in our – there's two justices of the peace, and there's, I think, 13,000 13,000 districts that should have justices of the peace, and instead we have these judges that work for the corporation, for the U.S., United States, Inc. corporation, for-profit corporation that is owned by the United Kingdom, by England, you know, and it's all to filch us and rip us off, and it's been going on for the last 200 years or more. So this has to come to an end, and it is going to be coming to an end. So if you want to learn more about that, you can go on Anna Von Wrights and start looking at her post, her blog post. And, you know, if you want a consultant, then come to sonicnova.net, chat with me, leave me your name, number, contact information, and I'll pass it on to this individual that can help you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Right, you too.
Have a good night.
I guess
this is a wrap, huh?
Yeah. So thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, thank you. My pleasure is all mine. And tell Angel I'm going to be sending her healing energy so she gets better.
I will. I'll say so. All right. Take care. Bye-bye now.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community.